Starting next summer, all Massachusetts school districts must screen kids' literacy skills twice a year. It's a requirement under a new state regulation. The goal is to find out which students struggle to read earlier on so schools can provide the needed support. WBUR's Vanessa Ochovillo takes a closer look at one school district's approach to the issue.
At the Sumner G. Whittier School in Everett on a recent Friday, third grade teacher Audra Lassard is helping a small group of students sound out letters. She asks a boy named Matthew to carefully read aloud the word brim.
Matthew, you ready? What do you notice about number three?
It has BR.
It has BR. And what's our vowel?
I.
And is I gonna say ih or I?
Ih.
All right, show us how you would sound that out.
Br. Ih. Brim.
Yeah, do you know what a brim is?
It's a simple lesson, but one that Lassard says is essential, especially in the early grades.
In order for the students to be able to orally read, they have to be able to, like, decode the words. They have to be able to break down the words and understand, like, why that word says cat. Oh, it's a closed syllable. Why is there a magic E? What makes the vowel long?
Some students already have these basic reading skills, but others need extra help. Schools can help identify who these students are using what's called an early literacy screener. A screener is a type of assessment that measures kids' reading ability and helps identify any risks of learning disabilities such as dyslexia. But the use of screeners across Massachusetts school districts has been uneven and inconsistent, putting many kids at risk of not receiving extra support in a timely way. In September, the Massachusetts Board of Elementary and Secondary Education approved a new rule requiring all school districts to evaluate kindergartners through third graders twice a year from a pre-approved list of tools. Board member Michael Moriarty says this is important to ensure consistent data.
There are many, many vendors who want to sell you screeners, and they're of widely different quality, and sometimes they aren't all designed for exactly the same purpose.
In the school year ending in 2021, the number of students identified as having a learning disability, such as dyslexia, nearly tripled between second and third grade. That's why some advocates like Nancy Duggan, executive director of the advocacy group Decoding Dyslexia Massachusetts, says screening kids as early as kindergarten helps certain students get more intensive support earlier on.
With about 80 to 90% accuracy, we can predict who's going to have this trouble by age 5. So if we can do that, and we know kids are going to struggle, why would we wait for them to fail?
These screeners return immediate results, and they tell with precision in what area a student is struggling, whether that's matching letters and sounds or correctly breaking up a word into separate syllables. Under the new regulation, schools must inform parents if a student is reading significantly below grade level. But it remains up to each school district to determine next steps for reading support. In Everett, the district is focused on grouping students into small pods and providing extra daily reading instruction. Genevieve McDonough, Director of English Language Arts and Literacy, says this tailored support is effective.
For our students who are below grade level in certain areas, they are getting that intense intervention on certain skills across an 8 or 12 week cycle. For us, it goes beyond just a screening.
Back in Lassard's classroom, the teacher works with her small group of third graders on blending certain sounds.
Thank you for raising your hand. Go ahead, Arthur.
Branch.
Yep, I see burr and branch. And what's Miss Lassard hanging on with that sloth?
A branch,
good.
Lassard says she's seeing signs of progress, including kids reading words per minute at a faster pace in just 7 weeks. And the teacher is confident they'll continue to make gains throughout the rest of the school year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Vanessa Ochovillo.